The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Sometimes an accent can render a language sexy, even elegant. Perhaps when native Spanish speaker Antonio Banderas holds forth in English.
I have never seen a vision nor learned a secret that would damn or save my soul.
But when native English speakers like Florida Governor Rick Scott speak Spanish.
Muchas gracias a todo el mundo por este debate y ustedes a por escucharnos.
Ditto former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
Le pedimos a todos los neoyorquinos que se mantengan.
You see, the accent issue is a two-way street. Last week, we reported more native Spanish-speaking immigrants feel pressure to reduce their accents in English to sound more American. But especially in a bilingual region like South Florida, shouldn't native English speakers try to sound more Latino when they habla español?
To me, the gringo accent, the very typical, mi nombre es Jared. I mean, it drives me crazy. But
Jared Romy is a Spanish language expert based in Miami. He's a gringo, an American-born native English speaker, but he's the author of several books on the myriad dialects of Spanish, including A Quick Guide to Cuban Spanish. Romy and his Puerto Rican wife, Diana Caballero, run a popular Spanish instruction website called SpeakingLatino.com. Caballero says it is encouraging when gringos make the effort to speak Spanish, but it's discouraging when they make so little effort to articulate it.
Oh my God, you don't have like a fluent conversation with a person who can't pronounce correctly and you need to stop and correct or just trying to grasp what he's trying to say.
But Romy and Caballero say this is about more than being a nice gringo. In South Florida, it's about being a smart gringo. Two-thirds of Miami-Dade County's population is Hispanic, and Latin America is by far Miami's largest trading partner. Based on his own business experiences here, Romy says a good accent in Spanish is an icebreaker and a competitive edge.
They just feel a closer relationship to you because you're communicating with them at their level. You know, they're just more comfortable doing business with you.
Caballero points out that matters in bars as well as boardrooms, although she says single Latinas might tolerate ham-handed Spanish sometimes.
It depends how good-looking is the guy.
So for those of us who can't get by on our looks, how do we improve our accents in Spanish? I speak the language relatively fluently, but I'm from Indiana. My inner Hoosier often hijacks my own accent, and I'm pretty sure that irritates my Venezuelan wife. Romy says the most standard Latin American Spanish is Colombian. In that spirit, I brought along and read some of Colombia's most famous novel by Gabriel García Márquez, Cien Años de Soledad, or 100 Years of Solitude.
Muchos años después, frente al pelotón de fusilamiento,
Romy noticed right away that my R's are too rounded, heavy, and slow. They should bounce more nimbly from my mouth, like salsa steps, such as when I said,
it's actually a río. You need to put your tongue at the upper part of your teeth in the front, touching the top of your mouth, and just blow out. Río.
I also carry vowel sounds too long, and I forget to pronounce my Y's as J's, like pronouncing the Spanish word for I as yo. It should be yo. The point is, gringo accents are often so bad in Spanish because we're speaking it the way we speak English. Don't do that. Sounds in English are generally like long jumpers. Spanish sounds are like tap dancers. Rose, as opposed to rosa.
You were like tense or like trying to do it correctly.
Caballero heard one more gringo foible. We actually often exaggerate Spanish pronunciation, like
fusilamiento.
That means firing squad, and how I pronounced it can also kill a conversation.
That is slowing you down.
But I was reminded the best way to fine-tune my accent is to just get out and listen to elegant Spanish speakers here, like Romy and Caballero.
Muchos años después, frente al pelotón de fusilamiento, el coronel Aureliano Buendía había de recordar
aquella tarde remota en que su padre lo llevó a conocer el hielo. Macondo era entonces una aldea de 20 casas de barro.
I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.